Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Boaventura Monjan, and I am representing the Global Campaign. As stated earlier by my colleague, we reject the change in the methodology promoted by the chair, and we maintain that the only document that can be the basis for negotiations is the third revised draft. In this intervention, dedicated to the obligations of companies, we wish to emphasize that in this article and in the text as a whole, the expression transnational corporations and other companies with a transnational character proposed by a majority of states, including Cuba, Egypt, Pakistan, Cameroon, and Iran, should be used. In addition, the reference to obligations to mitigate, as pointed out by Egypt, South Africa, and others, should be removed from the text as a whole. We recall that from a human rights perspective, it's not possible to consider mitigation of a violation as an acceptable policy, neither for states nor for companies. Likewise, an obligation must be understood as applicable to the entire global production chain, as Palestine has pointed out, and the reference to severe human rights violations must be avoided, as the term severe is subject to interpretation and in any case too restrictive. In relation to the obligations of transnational corporations, we would like to reaffirm that the inclusion of direct obligations for transnational corporations are at the heart of the treaty and should be included in an article dedicated exclusively to this issue. This is something that has been insistently repeated in this room and which is still not fully recognized in the third revised draft. We recall that only by collecting these obligations is it possible to comply with the mandate of Resolution 26/9, which prescribes the regulation in international human rights law of the activities of these companies. On the contrary, transnational corporations have obligations deriving from international human rights law, and these obligations are different. They exist independently and are in addition to the legal framework in force in the host and home states. This is not new either. In the field of international human rights law, there is already a consolidated body of international instruments that establish direct responsibilities for companies. Most of these texts have been highlighted throughout the discussions on this subject that have taken place in sessions in this group. Thus, the treaty should and can establish a clear and open list of normative obligations for transnational corporations to respect human rights in the context of their activities to be applied directly and indirectly when national legal frameworks do not exist, are ineffective, or do not comply with the legally binding instrument. Some of the obligations were proposed by the states and should be maintained and arranged together in this new article, which will be entitled Obligations of Transnational Corporations. Among others, in addition to the effective compliance with the rights recognized in this treaty, we highlight the following proposals by Cameroon. Has a general obligation not to adopt any measure that poses a real risk of undermining and violating human rights. Not to hinder the implementation of the treaty by states parties to this instrument, whether they are states of origin, host states, or states affected by the activities of transnational corporations. Include expressly and in detail, in line with the proposals of Palestine and South Africa, mandatory consultations adapting the wording to current international law. We also want to support Bolivia's proposal in Article 6.5C to add peasants and other people working in rural areas. To conclude, Mr. Chair, I would like to propose that in the spirit of the right to free, prior, and informed consent, the right to say no to business projects of transnational corporations that are currently, actually, or potentially harmful to communities or their environment be included in the binding treaty as appropriate. I thank you so much, Chair.